And in Washington, some U.S. senators want to take money for long-term foreign projects, such as building schools in Africa, and redirect the money to emergencies instead, such as cyclone recovery in Myanmar or refugees who fled Iraq. The move could undercut the Bush administration's signature foreign aid initiative, the Millennium Challenge Corporation. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
When Republican Senator Judd Gregg looked for ways to pay for the rising emergency aid needs, he turned to the Millennium Challenge Corporation with its big pot of unspent money. It's an aid program started by President Bush, and it's meant to offer long-term aid commitments to countries that are reforming. The man who runs it, John Danilovich, called the Senate move to rescind $525 million, one-third of his budget, distressing.
And it is a little bit disingenuous of the Senate, who are very much aware of this multi-year commitment, to take out the knife and go after the MCC. The Senate works on a one-year budget. Aid Predictability and the Millennium Challenge Corporation work on multi-year budgets and is very much founded in the commitment and the security that once funds are committed to a country, they are in fact available.
He's facing a dilemma now. The MCC already has 16 long-term aid commitments with countries around the world, and he's due to sign deals with Burkina Faso and Namibia this summer. Those countries have gone through many hoops to receive U.S. aid, passing reforms and consulting with local civil society groups to develop programs to alleviate poverty.
To have done that, and then to have to turn around and say to them, sorry, we can't give you the money that we thought we had because Congress has taken it away from us, puts us in a very difficult position.
The Bush administration had already scaled back the program, which got off to a slow start. It's far from the $5 billion a year President Bush initially promised. And when the Senate passed a supplemental bill that cut the MCC's budget, the White House didn't formally object. Danilovich is now hoping that members of the House can help make sure the final version of the bill won't cut his budget too far. Non-governmental groups are helping him make his case, people like Nora O'Connell with Women Thrive Worldwide.
It's important that we in Washington are aware that it's not just about moving numbers around on a balance sheet, but these kinds of decisions really make an impact on real people's lives.
She's just back from Burkina Faso in West Africa.
The issues of rural development are so critical to the country and to women and their families. A lot of the women that we met with grow these small vegetable plots to get money to buy food for their kids and to send their kids to school, but it's really hard for them to get access to land. And even when they develop the land, it's really hard to get things to market.
The $481 million the MCC's board approved for Burkina Faso would be used to get more girls in schools and to improve roads and irrigation systems to help one of the poorest nations on Earth develop its agriculture sector at a time of rising food prices. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.